Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, welcome everybody. And this being ADA Week, Americans with Disability Act Week, we're pulling out all the plugs and giving you a different perspective that you probably never heard before. In many, many ways, the Americans Disability Act has done us a great disservice. Think about it. Why is every nursing home accessible? Imagine if it wasn't. Imagine if the nursing homes weren't accessible. Then the disabled person couldn't get in. Who would complain about that? I wouldn't. I bet there's millions of people who wouldn't. You know, and in addition to that, if they weren't accessible, of course, then the law should say person must remain in their own home with the help that they need, provided by the agencies and the government. Split the cost. So there you have a great disservice to millions of us, the fact that these nursing homes are accessible and you can get into them. You know, who wants to? Who needs them? Now, on the other hand, it doesn't do a thing to protect a disabled person when you're denied a service dog, but it'll put you into a place that it makes accessible, a place like a nursing home, where your life is more in danger and you go there to die. The Americans with Disability Act, that's the law that's supposed to help us. And then Mr. Biden put all this money behind it. Well, where does the money go? It doesn't go to us. It goes to the different agencies. You know? And I was told today by an ADA lawyer that the Americans with Disability Act is only for public accommodation. It does not protect the person who's in the nursing home, who's trying to get out, or, because the Americans with Disability Act has nothing to do with that. But it'll put you in there, it'll make it accessible, so you can go in there and be abused. This is the law that's supposed to protect us, ladies and gentlemen. I was talking to a guy yesterday, one of the original disabled guy. I had him on the show years ago, my buddy Eric. And he told me that after 30 years that this law hasn't worked, that they didn't want this way. Or at least he didn't. So something seriously went wrong here. You know, it's just outrageous that we have to live under a law that's supposed to help us. You know, if the nursing homes weren't accessible, the person would have to stay in their own apartment and the state would have to provide help. Wouldn't that make sense? To me it does, and I bet to millions of others it does. So how do you reverse this now? The reversed American Disability Act, how do you do that? On places where we who are disabled don't want to be, you know. They're the puzzle for the legal geniuses of the world. How do you do that? Inner Sight, around the world, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. And you want a great dog, adopt an Akita. Tom Driven, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, phone number. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check out the Big East. And don't forget my buddy Anthony Kennedy, Realty, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. 631-888-1186. And right next to him is another buddy, Islip Cleaners, my friend Danny, who runs the place, helping Inner Sight. So we praise them, we thank them. We're supposed to be in the American Tide next month. We're hoping the article will appear. It's a magazine that circulates on part of Long Island. You could probably pick it up on the Google, I guess, American Tide. And once again, we remind you, if you'd like to match the $2,000 donated by Suffolk Bus, we'd be very happy to talk to you about that and offer publicity and recognition. And we would even be willing to talk to the local press, especially the ones who did the story on us, the July 8th appearance of the Inner Sight story. Be willing to talk to the press about promoting your business and giving you recognition. So you can call us. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090. Or the email innersight@pmail.com. Or keep us in mind. All right, around the world, the show goes. Some of our friends here local on Long Island, New York, like my buddy Gary, nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, and veterinarian services. 631-484-3085. Give you that number again in a minute. Important number. And if you're disabled and you need food for your animal, give Gary a call and mention that you're, you know, that you have difficulty getting the food, picking it up. He may be able to bring it to you. 631-484-3085. All right. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Royalty, Ollie Campbell. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And take care of the beautiful children of the world. Give them a chance to grow up and have fun. Inner Sight. Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Touro Law Center. And by the way, we're looking for a lawyer. Anybody out there would like to get some good recognition, looking for a lawyer to help save a home, a condominium of a disabled person who is in a nursing home. So if you know of a lawyer, she can't pay you, so you would have to do it from the heart. If you know of a lawyer, contact Inner Sight, 312-224-3090. I made a call today trying to get her an attorney. inner sight around the world, and Sunset Restaurant, another one of our friends, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, people who have donated in the past and hopefully will continue to do so. Talking tonight about the ADA, the Americans with Disability Act, enforcement, that word is very, very vague with the ADA. You know, you have to file a complaint. The couple of times that I've called the complaint line, you don't even get an answer. Nobody answers. All you get is recording. You file a complaint, takes months and months and months. And if you're lucky, you get into court. Well, it takes years to get into court. Took me 5 years. Took that woman out in Wisconsin 6 years. I mean, this is the law. Supposed to protect you. And then, after all that, you know, if you if the judge rules in your favor, and they come down and they tell people you gotta do this and that and the other thing, the person can, you know, simply go out of business or claim bankruptcy or some such thing, and nothing happens. They get away with it. The guy who discriminated against me on a New York City accessoride over 5 years ago now, he completely got away with that. Nothing happens to him. He's not even brought in for questioning. So there's no enforcement. There's no true grit in the Americans with Disability Act. You ever see that movie, True Grit, with Duke Wayne? Glenn Campbell was in it. And I forget who else. I think Katie Hepburn was in that movie, too. And the girl, the young girl who was trying to track down her father's killer, finally, you know, realized that John Wayne was the guy who had true grit when she fell into a pit filled with rattlesnakes, and he lowered himself down there and saved her. So there's no true grit in the Americans with Disability Act. And I'm going to repeat this because it's really worthwhile repeating. A law that makes nursing homes accessible. How can you respect a law like that? And yet does not provide protection for a blind person who's denied a guide dog. This is the Americans with Disability Act. You know, this has got to be, to millions of us, the most horrible law on the planet. Because we don't need nursing homes to be accessible. Whoa. Who needs them? Who wants them? You know? Every apartment, every house should be accessible. That would be important. That would make some sense. That would help the 60 million disabled people. But not the damn nursing homes. You know, put barriers up in front of the nursing homes so we can't get in. That's what it should be. I never heard anybody address it like that, you know. And in fact, you don't really I could understand why, because you don't really think of it like that. It doesn't, it has to, this came out of the blue today with me. After I heard the ADA lawyer explain it to me, of all the meetings that have been held on nursing homes, I'll bet you not one person ever said, why do these nursing homes have to be accessible? We don't want them. Who are they accessible for? They're accessible for the people who own them. They want them accessible. So we can go in there and they can steal our money and abuse us, treat us horrible. They're the ones who want it. I submit that by making the nursing homes accessible, the Americans with Disability Act has double-crossed us. It should not be. Why don't they take a vote on it? I'd like to see a vote on that. How many disabled people want the nursing homes to be accessible? And if they weren't, and add to it, and if they weren't accessible, you wouldn't have to go there. I'll bet you 99% would vote yes on that. Inner Sight and the what should have been done instead of creating a whole new dilemma here, you know, the regular laws that protect people should have been implemented. So, you know, some will argue, well, nursing homes being accessible protects people. I don't agree. Places are horrible. They're dangerous. People go there to die. How can they protect you? You're not going there to get better. You know, you're going there. It's your last stop in life. So how could they protect you? They're not interested in protecting you. They're interested in getting as much money as they can from your disability check. That's all it is. That when this law was created, the disabled community in this country, the disabled population, should have been addressed with this question. Do you want nursing homes to be accessible? You know? Do you want the money spent on and look at all the money they've spent on this, on nursing homes, so that they're made accessible under the Americans with Disability Act? Or would you like to see the money spent in another way and list that way, you know, write it in? That's what should have happened. A survey like that would make sense, you know. It would have made a lot more sense than what we have now. But we didn't get that. We got it shoved down our throat. And, you know, with the government, because the nursing homes get money from the government. So the government insisted that these places be accessible. But they didn't ask the disabled. They didn't take a survey. They didn't take a vote. They didn't let people pass on it. We weren't given a choice, were we? So there you have it. A blow to the disabled community, you know. Because if these places weren't accessible, and you're disabled, you're in a wheelchair, and you wouldn't be able to get in, would you miss it? Would you miss that nursing home if you couldn't get in?
No.
Hell no. Hell no, you wouldn't miss it. And then the next question is, well, you can't go to the nursing home. Where are you going to go? How about my own home, you ass? That would be my answer to the Congress. Loud and clear. And the world would hear it. And hopefully the media would print it. Frank Perino from Inner Sight declares the Congress an ass. Headline in the Washington Post. Because you had no business making nursing homes accessible to eat us up and take our money and abuse us and take away what life we have left. That's what I would tell the Congress. Reverse the nursing homes. Put barriers up. Don't let the disabled in. That's what you need. Don't let them in. Stay in your own home and then provide the help they need. Inner Sight said it. And Inner Sight believes in it. And Inner Sight lives it. I don't know where the engineer is, but I'd like to open the phones and get your input on it. And by the way, we we're pretty much looks like we're going to take up a very unusual service dog project. A woman, I'm not going to mention any names because it's not official yet, but we've been talking with a woman who has two dogs and wants both of them trained as service dogs. Now, no other school that I know of would do this, you know, with someone's dogs that they have acquired on their own. Inner Sight is the only organization that would help this person. Service dog school, I'm talking about. So we're working on that. We'll keep you posted. We'll let you know how it goes. As I said, I'm not going to mention any more about it because regardless, I will tell you, say one thing. Regardless of what happens, if her sponsors don't come through, we're going to help this woman. That I can tell you. Inner Sight. All right. Inner Sight. You want to take note of the number if you're out there. 213-816-1650. And if we can get our engineer on board, maybe we can open the phones. We'll see what happens with that. Meantime, television, we were on tonight, Altice, 7:30, Channel 20. All right. And Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, T97, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Check us out on Inner Sight. And, of course, our website, innersight.info. Give that a look. All right. It's been ADA week, America's with Disability Act week, and we've been talking about different aspects of that. One of the things we've said is that there should be on-the-spot enforcement. I told that to a Newsday reporter the other day. On-the-spot enforcement by the authorities. You know, let them make a determination right at the scene. If this person is being discriminated against, you know, and they're not being allowed access, so the authorities, the police department, the U.S. attorney should have the power to enforce that right on the scene. And if the person disagrees, you know, they should be told, here's a summons, you got to go before the judge. And even in some cases, that person should be arrested. So that's another way that the Americans with Disability has sold us out. And now we're talking about something where it applies, public accommodation. We don't have anything like that. Where you can call the authorities and have enforcement immediately. Authorities have no jurisdiction. They have no power. Even where the law applies, there's no enforcement. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, let's see, tomorrow night's the funnies. Don't forget, we're going to have some fun here tomorrow night. Tell you about the latest with the vaccine. Oh, yeah, tomorrow night we got the Lauren Hardy skit with the latest of how the government will pay you to take the vaccine. Wow, isn't that something? In other words, they'll pay you to make yourself sick. Give you that tomorrow night on the Lauren Hardy skit. Louie will be here tomorrow night. And we'll have Honeymoon skit with Ralph. So be with us tomorrow night. Want to have some fun, some crazy stuff. Tune us in tomorrow night on Inner Sight. Yeah. And we apologize for not having the phones open. If you want to make a comment on the Americans with Disability Act and how it has lack of enforcement, call our regular Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, and leave your comment. And whatever you want to express. And if you do call, give us your opinion on, do you believe the nursing homes should be accessible? That would be a very interesting survey to take, you know, with the disabled. But it would have to be with the disabled, because most likely the able-bodied person is going to say yes. I'm talking about the disabled. Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. And if you'd like to be on the show, drop us an email, innersight@pmail.com, or call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Let's see. Don't forget to read Able News. check out the paper on and about the disabled. They got a calendar of events, special columns by different experts. They tell you what's going on in the disabled community. And you can get it for free. Just go online, ablenews.com. You get a free subscription. Angela Melanie, my good friend who's the editor of Able News, and we got to get her back on the show one of these days, one of these nights. So check out Able News. And we thank them for promoting our program. Yeah. Have to deal with a law that was put together years ago. And does not regard people's safety in many, many ways. All right. Now I'll give you an example, and you've heard me say it time and time again. But how do you not say it when it's so important? Not one traffic light is accessible in this town where I live for blind and deaf people. Not a one. And the Americans with Disabilities Act hasn't done a thing about it. You know, now that's supposed to be for the public. You know, public is supposed to have access to the traffic lights. But the law doesn't apply. The law doesn't make them do it. The law doesn't have any penalties to protect the person who needs that accessibility. I mean, they'll. Here's another thing to think about. They'll make. And as we said before, they'll make the nursing homes accessible, all of them, but not all of the traffic lights are accessible. They'll allow you to get into a nursing home when you're disabled. That has to be accessible, where your life wastes away. But when you want to be productive and self-determination, you know, and you're trying to keep safe, there, the Americans with Disabilities Act does not back you up, does not make a difference. So go figure that one out, world. You know. I mean, I'm sure that there are other laws that don't make sense, too. Can't be the only one. This one affects 60 million disabled people. You got to remember that. And I think I mentioned last night, I'm going to mention it again because it's important. We dropped Mr. President Biden, a note on his website about the service dog situation. You know, under the ADA, nothing happens with that. Now, if he really wants to do something about it, he can. I spoke to an ADA lawyer today, and he says the best way to go about it is to create a new law through Congress. That would be the fastest way. So, Mr. President, sir, you want to help 60 million disabled people who have no rights to guide dogs or service dogs. Get one of your Congress buddies to introduce a law to protect who need the safety of a guide dog. Simple as that. And let us who are disabled push this law and try to get it passed, and you know, but there's got to be something there for us to work with, you know. And when you do it, if you do it, I hope you do it, stand up with us in a news conference and let the world know that you're doing this because you believe that the 60 million should be protected in every aspect of life. And the Americans with Disability Act cannot serve this part of the disabled. And that's why I'm submitting this legislation. That's what needs to be done. It remains to be seen if the president will answer my letter. It was very short and to the point. I didn't waste his time. You know, very brief. Told him I couldn't get my dog's medical. Trained her on my own. And the Americans with Disability Act doesn't do a thing to protect you. You know. Could you please correct this situation? I think those were the words I used. So there you have it. Inner Sight is reaching out. We're trying to do something about these things. I wish the other agencies would be with us. We could use some help. Where are they? You know? We don't want the nursing homes to be accessible. Millions of us don't want the nursing homes, which essentially means get rid of them. Because if they're not going to be accessible, most of your people who go in there are disabled. Or they quickly become disabled. So the message in that would be, get rid of them. Allow us to stay in our own home with the protection that everybody else normally has in their own home. With all the money they've wasted on these nursing homes and all the money that they've taken from people, disabled people could stay in their home and be safe and not have to deal with the drudgery of a nursing home where you can't even have your home health aid. They even take that away from you. So join with Inner Sight. Help us make a difference. You know, we've said time and time again that if we had the money, it would be used to expose all these things, to bring about changes. And also to try to pass a new law to give people safety and freedom. All right, Inner Sight, no phones tonight. I don't know what happened. Call the regular Inner Sight number, leave a comment, 631-224-3090. Excuse me while I take a drink of water. And Or you can send us an email and comment on the show if you want. InnerSight@pmail.com. And I think the big question tonight would be, do you believe the nursing homes, is it a good thing that the nursing homes are accessible? Or is it a bad thing? I'd like to know how many people would vote either way on that. So tomorrow night we're going to have some fun over here. We'll have the Follies Inner Sight live tomorrow night. Crazy stuff. And Jimmy Dinigan will probably be here. You know, Jimmy with his weird stuff. And I'm sure Janie will butt in, as she usually does with Jimmy. So join us tomorrow night, 8 to 9, Inner Sight Blog Talk Radio, tomorrow night. Let's see, next week we have a show on Wednesday entitled "The Government Does Not Protect the Eyes of the Blind." You know, and we're going to talk about that just in from the perspective of the Americans with Disability Act. We're going to put more on it. We're going to talk about that subject with more of a common sense type of delivery. So that's next Wednesday's show. And Thursday, I don't think we have a title, so we'll have to come up with one. Anybody got any ideas, just email us or call us. All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And that's why we have all these subjects and different points of view that you never heard before. You know, all the meetings that I've been to over the years, education, you hear the same old boring stuff. You know? But you never heard subjects like you're hearing on this show. And people tell me all the time, oh, I'm so glad that we have Inner Sight, you know, because there's nowhere else that you can pick up the phone and when you can't stand it anymore and tell the world about it, you know, and how it shouldn't be this way. How many millions of people currently have nursing homes hanging over their heads and they know that that's where they're going to have to go? I'll bet it's in the millions. See? And most of them will not be able to get help. Because the other thing that we have pointed out many times is the criteria. Why should there be complicated criterias? You know, the only criteria should be that the person is disabled to qualify day out of a nursing home. And you know something? If the nursing home wasn't accessible, it would be a lot easier to change that criteria. Sure. Because it would make sense. You'd have to get rid of that criteria. Or you wouldn't even need it. So think about it, world. There's a lot of things in this world that we don't need. And some of them can be gotten rid of and should be gotten rid of. And I believe nursing homes are one. All right, Inner Sight, and our show goes around the world. Last count, we had 108,000, almost 109,000. So we're growing. We're doing the job, trying to make a difference. Stand by. I want to get a break the station. Stand by. All right, we got about 8 minutes left. Apologize for the phones not being on. Don't know what happened with that. So it comes down to the bottom line. What can you do about it? Well, call your agency that you deal with. You know, tell them to join with Inner Sight and fight for these things. Tell you something, a lot of them won't because they're making money on it. But tell them anyway. Tell them you don't like the way they're making money. There's a better way to make money. That's one thing you can do. Anybody out there who is being abused or being pushed into a nursing home, call us. We'll try to get media attention for you. You know, that's another thing that you can do. On any one of these subjects, you know, you can call us. And we'd be happy to try to help. It's unfortunate we don't have the funding to really do the job, but we can still tell the world, we can still inform people. That we can do, and that we do 5 nights a week. The agencies need to do more. They need to respond to our needs because it's because of us that they have the money. We pay this. We pay them. Paid because of us. They ought to have more respect for the people who pay them. So stand up with us. You know, we know it's not easy. We live it. And we're trying to do the job. Trying to do the job that should have been done years and years ago. When things originated, you know. And we were pushed out of the way. So don't lose heart, you know, heart to heart, shoulder to shoulder, and heart to heart. I think that's a line from a Bruce Springsteen song. We stand shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart and ready to improve this system and do what we have to do it. And one of the things we got to do is get rid of these stupid nursing homes because people should not have to go to a place to die. You're going to die anyway. Why do you have to go to a place to die? You die wherever it happens. without going to a specific place that you don't like, and you don't need. All right, Inner Sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9. I want to thank all our listeners. And a lot of people listen to us in the archive, you know, whenever they want. We appreciate that. I want to thank all our people who donate. In fact, we didn't get a call tonight, but no phones. We helped Maureen today to get her mom out of that nursing home. We donated $100 for Maureen. Will the other agencies match that? Where are they? Every agency should match that donation that we put up to get Mary out of the nursing home. That's the least they could do. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. And as long as the Lord allows, we'll continue to do these programs. And fight for the freedom of people. How precious freedom is. Billions of people many a time don't realize that because they have it and they don't have to fight for it. And millions of us do. So thank you so much, Inner Sight, and you know, you have any questions about us, call or email. I want to thank all our friends. I want to thank Danny for trying to help Regina. I want to thank Danny Hoffman from the Long Island Coalition for helping us with some news media. A lot of good people out there try to make a difference. And we thank them and we appreciate it. Inner Sight around the world. Everybody needs more of that. So don't forget, tomorrow night, we're going to have some fun here on the Inner Sight Follies. And to all the people who are in nursing homes, we share with you what you're going through. We hold a vigil with you. We care about you. That's why we do this show. The only weapon we have right now is to let people know what's going on. Hopefully someday that'll change. We'll have the means to really get into this and stop the oppression of people. So if you're in a nursing home, if you listen to this show, or people out there who know people who are in nursing homes, we're with you. The ADA may not be with you. You know, the Americans with Disability Act may have helped to put you in there by making the place accessible. But we're with you in a different way. Because we don't believe that you belong in there. We believe you belong in your own home for whatever time anybody has left. Because you never know. You never know about tomorrow what's going to be, what it's going to bring. So if you need us, call us, email us. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, the phone number. And thank you so much for listening. All our friends. And don't give up the fight. 31 years of this Americans with Disability Act, and people still be in nursing homes. That's a disgrace. Shouldn't be. The ADA should have closed the doors on nursing homes. That's what Inner Sight wants to do. Close the doors. Don't let the disabled in. Free at last, as Martin said. God Almighty, we're free at last. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.